Hare Krishna, was there an incident in your life which made you liberal and accommodating in contrast to the rigid and conservative training that you had received earlier in your life? Answer, I wouldn't really want to use the word liberal or even conservative or orthodox because each word comes with a certain connotation. The word becomes charged with certain meaning that it resides more in the minds of people. So, in a traditional movement like ours, the word liberal sometimes has very negative connotations. So, most liberals use the word progressive for themselves. But that also implies that those who are not progressive are regressives. So, there's a kind of negative labeling there. I would prefer to use the word, two words, to be sensible and effective. That means, when I got my training, it was a very rigid practice of Krishna Bhakti, and I felt nourished by it for a particular amount of time. But then I had intellectual needs which were not addressed by the kind of philosophical classes I was hearing, and then I was actually introduced to the world of intellectuals. And there, where I noticed that many intellectual devotees had many questions and doubts and reservations about things which I had assumed were givens. And then I realized that scripture and the broad bhakti tradition was much bigger than the conception that I had acquired about it. So it was in general, by interacting with devotee scholars who were aware of the bigger picture of the world. And by that, I started becoming aware of the realities. When we live in a monastery as monks, there is a tendency to demonize the outer world as an abode of Maya, to see things in terms of black and white. But a part of maturation is to recognize that there are many shades of gray between black and white. And to appreciate those shades of grey. So I started, for me, it started first intellectually appreciating that there are shades of grey, that there are many scholars or many intellectuals who may not be devotees but who have a lot of sensible things to say, not just about the world and their analysis of the world, but even of their analysis of religion and even their analysis of ISKCON. So I think it was an intellectual study of the broader world that broadened my horizons. And so then, as I started traveling across not just India but across the world and interacting with people, I realized that the situations and the dispositions from which people come are so widely different from where I was coming. And as I realized that they will naturally practice Krishna consciousness according to their situations and their dispositions. So I went through a phase of being judgmental. But over a period of time, I was realized that in judgmental, I was ending up failing to see Krishna where Krishna was undeniably present. So I would say being sensible and being effective, which I prefer to think that I am trying to become, means being sensible means that when we are interacting with the world, we can see either where Krishna is not present or where Krishna or how Krishna is not present somewhere or how Krishna is present somewhere. So that means we could see the absence of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness as a problem, or we could see the potential for Krishna consciousness as an opportunity. And once I started choosing the second vision, if we look at the first vision, then the world can appear to be a very dreary and dark place with very little Krishna consciousness and very little prospect for Krishna consciousness. So we might self-congratulatorily pat ourselves on the back saying how demoniac we are, the world is, and how insightful we are in exposing how demonic the world is. But such analysis will only be convincing to the convinced, or be appealing only to those who are already totally fried out with the world. If you want to appeal, if you want to present Krishna consciousness to people who are the movers and shakers of the world, or who are going to become movers and shakers of the world, then we need to recognize that we also have to work with the existing systems and structures and permeate Krishna consciousness within them the way Bhaktivinoda Thakur did when he was in the British administration. So I would say two things. It was study of the world through the eyes of intellectuals and intellectual devotees, and then interaction with people from different dispositions that has made me sensible in terms of looking for the potential for Krishna consciousness instead of the problematic absence of Krishna consciousness, and also to see the opportunity where it is present, and then effective means, okay, how can I make a constructive contribution in the situation? So by being condemning and cutting, I found that is what most religious traditions are doing. So actually the cutting, condemning attitude just doesn't work in today's postmodern ethos where people don't accept authority. So a more experiential, soft attitude is what works. And so I feel that if a soldier is fighting a war, or a doctor is operating on a patient, the doctor has certain protocols to follow, but the doctor has to keep the purpose in mind of healing the patient. And sometimes in some exceptional situations, the standard protocol, instead of following past standard protocols that don't work now, the doctor may have to create new protocols. He may do something new and over a period of time, create new protocols to serve the old purpose of treating and healing patients. So that is what I think intellectual training and intellectual and cultural exposure in that order has broadened my perceptions, and has hopefully by Krishna's and Vaishnava's grace made me a little more sensible and effective. Thank you.